Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Speaking of bridges and driving, we're going to talk about the Transportation Department because today President-elect Obama is expected to nominate Illinois Republican Congressman Ray LaHood to lead that department. He's described as a centrist with a reputation for fairness and a willingness to work across party lines, but he's also been widely criticized by environmental groups for his positions on energy and environmental issues. For more on this man, who many may not know outside of Illinois, is Tanya Kuntz, who is the news director for WCBU in Peoria. Good morning and welcome, Tanya.
Good morning, Adora.
Many people may remember Congressman LaHood for his role in presiding over the impeachment proceedings against President Clinton. But other than that, nationally, tell us about him.
Well, I'm not so sure that he has played on the national stage, aside from the impeachment proceedings 10 years ago against then President Clinton. In fact, just a couple years back, when our now, I don't know, embattled Governor Rod Blagojevich was considering.
You think so? You think he's embattled there, Tanya?
Yeah. We're going to go with a little. Yeah. A little on the embattled side as of today. Right. You know, the state of Illinois is waiting for him to speak today, I think, as well as the rest of the nation, in you know, the first time since his arrest. And at that point, Congressman LaHood decided not to run for the governor of the state of Illinois because he said he wasn't sure he had enough name ID outside of his 20-county congressional district. That leads me to believe that you're right, that people on the national stage aren't intimately familiar with who he is or what he's done. But I certainly believe that there are projects that he did or has done in his 14 years in Congress in the Peoria and greater Peoria region that are certainly of note that speak to how he might handle an appointment to Secretary of, you know, being the nation's Secretary of Transportation.
And just to know, Peoria is part of his district. And when you speak of some of the projects that he's worked on, I mean, one would be the way that he's handled Amtrak and some of the votes that he's made on that. You want to tell us about that?
I think we can talk about Amtrak, but Amtrak isn't, we don't have Amtrak in Peoria. There's Amtrak in Bloomington. I don't think I'm pointing exactly to Amtrak. I'm pointing to things that other people might not be as familiar with. There's a program called Mud to Parks. That's about Illinois River restoration and maintaining the Illinois River as a form of transportation. Right, for business and industry, particularly the ag industry. That is about taking brown fields and turning them into green fields with the sediment that's now clogging the Illinois River. When that program was announced, he was working with people post-Katrina down in New Orleans to try to take barges of Illinois River mud down to New Orleans to supplement sort of the wetlands, to sort of shore up some of the wetlands to make sort of a break so storm fronts weren't as strong in that region. Are you following what I'm saying?
But in terms of the transportation issues, we are...
Of people, not mud.
Right.
Right, of people, not mud.
In terms of his leanings or based on what he's done as you've watched him as congressman, clearly President-elect Obama has some very big ideas on transportation. Is there anything that the congressman has done that might give us an inkling on what he thinks about transportation policy?
I have to say... No, not in its purest sense. In fact, people that I've talked to around the Peoria region have said, you know, I didn't expect this. I thought maybe he might be a good pick for agriculture, not so much transportation. This is kind of coming, you know, straight out of the blue for people in this region who've watched him work. But at the same time, I think it's amazingly important to consider some of the things that might need to happen in the first year, say, of the Obama administration, one of those things being air traffic controllers getting a labor contract, correct? And that's been a pretty contentious matter for quite some time in the Bush administration, and seemingly they haven't been able to make a lot of traction. And I think what now Congressman LaHood brings to the table is the ability to get a group of people together, shut the door, and say, he has a phrase that he uses. He says, we're going to jawbone about this stuff. And what he's saying, I believe, when he says that is we need to come around the table and we need to hash out everybody's sort of discomfort.
And that's what he would certainly be known for. I mean, that's one of the
positive
traits that's described to him. And so certainly we'll see how he presents himself as he is announced as the nominee today. Tanya, we've run out of time here, but thanks for joining us today.
Certainly.